Now, Helen, here's a question for you. Is there a metabolic cost, asks Gary Stab, to the generation of bright colours in animals?
It's a very, very good question, and you're absolutely right. So there are pigments that lots of animals use for showing off, usually to attract mates. That's generally what it's all about. And these are molecules that, they're quite costly to create, not to mention the fact that you also look more obvious to things like predators. But this was a question that someone, a guy called Jeffrey Hill, looked at. He's from Auburn University in Alabama, and this was back in 2000. And he looked at house finches, which basically they're birds that can grow colourful feathers in yellows and oranges and reds using carotenoid pigments, similar to what Dave was talking about earlier. And what he did was he actually fed a bunch of house finches with these types of pigments in water. And then he fed half of the birds lots of food. So they were nice and happy and they could lay down food and basically they were doing great. And then the other half, he restricted their diets, which wasn't so nice, but basically wanted to know what the difference was when they did and didn't have enough food to eat. And as you might imagine, the ones that didn't get enough food basically were much more drab than the ones that had lots of food, who grew lovely, bright, shiny, colourful feathers. So I think that's a really good way of showing to us that, yes, producing pigments is expensive on food. And if you haven't got enough food to do that, then you tend to not be able to produce such brightly coloured feathers.
Thank you very much, Helen. So that's a bottom line is that Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat was definitely the way to go.